Welcome back to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. We have been covering eye health.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. If you're not familiar with us, we also have a store of the same name, Gulf Coast Nutrition in Palm Harbor on the corner of Alderman and Alt 19. Hope to see you there. It's a great store. We've got a lot to offer. Now, we've been talking, as Dr. V mentioned, about eye health, and you were talking about macular degeneration before the break. Now, who's at risk? Who's more at risk for these type of eye diseases?
You've got people who, once you start getting over 50 and over 60 years old and beyond, you start to increase your risk of the macular degeneration, but also smokers. Big, high risk when you start smoking. Race is an issue, Caucasian people, because of the lack of pigment, especially those of Scandinavian descent. Lack of pigment means that you'll have a greater chance of being susceptible to macular degeneration. And one of the biggest things is also family history, genetics. You can't escape it. If your family has been having a history of macular degeneration,
you should get checked more regularly if your family members have a macular degeneration.
At least once a year you want to have your eyes checked, whether you wear glasses or not, whether you have vision issues or not. You definitely want to do that.
Now, there's a lot of things that we can do to help protect our eyes, things that you can do for preventive measures, or even if you have problems such as this, right?
Yes,
absolutely. Even if you're already within the throes of macular degeneration.
Actually, individuals who are in the intermediate stage seem to have gotten the best results from nutritional supplementation and an improvement of over 25%. And
wow,
then there's a lot
good,
of
that's
in,
a
yeah,
good percentage.
There's a lot of individuals who, you know, I mean, the studies aren't there to really show its benefit beforehand, except to say that people who tend to take more of these type of supplements tend to do much better with their eyes overall in general.
So let's talk about what type of supplements we're mentioning. Now, you mentioned that lutein in zeaxanthin is found in high concentrations within the eye.
Right. And so what happens is when the eye says, hey, I need some nutrients, I need some zeaxanthin, I need some lutein, and it reaches out to grab it from your body and it's not there, then you're dealing with a situation where, your eye is short nutrients, and then you can lead to issues. So just think of it. Every time your eye says, I need some nutrition, and it reaches for it, it's going to be there. And one of the things you want to give it are lutein and zeaxanthin. And those are found in a lot of the good eye formulas today. What I want to mention is don't just run out and try to buy individual products nowadays for the eye, because the balance of those are very important. So try to find an eye formula that combines all of these things. And we have a lot of those at Gulf Coast Nutrition, but you want to look for things like the lutein, like the zeaxanthin, like the beta carotenes in there, with the vitamin A, with the vitamin C.
Right. I mean, anything like the ACEs, the vitamin A, your vitamin C, E, selenium, zinc, those type of antioxidants are also very good. Make sure if you are taking zinc, you take copper with it.
Right, because the zinc can deplete the body of the copper.
Right,
so you want not because the copper is going to the eye, but because the copper helps.
Now, certainly with foods, lutein and zeaxanthin are found in a lot of kale, spinach, collard greens, turnip greens, broccoli. All of those dark leafy green vegetables are extremely good for your health overall, but extremely good for your eyes.
Yes, so, very much so.
Especially if you're not eating those type of foods, you want to definitely be taking a supplement that's going to contain those type of formulas.
Absolutely. It's just difficult sometimes to get the right balances through diet, and that's why supplementation tends to be recommended.
It is, especially if you're at a higher risk.
Oh,
then
yes.
It's always good to supplement your food intake.
That's the idea.
We're talking
supplement.
About supplements. Your food intake. Certainly, I'm always promoting eating the right type of diet. Mm-hmm. You know, I talk a lot about that, but certainly supplementing with these eye formulas that contain the antioxidants, as well as these type of things like the lutein and zeaxanthin.
Of course. Now, you want to watch out. There are some situations where, for example, beta carotene is great, but a synthetic form of beta carotene tends to be an issue with smokers.
For smokers, apparently it's a higher increase of lung cancer.
Yes, for smokers who take the synthetic form of beta carotene, not the food source form, which we found out. Very interesting to note that.
Well, that's what a lot of people don't realize. I mean, they did a study on that study that they found that beta carotene increases lung cancer in smokers. If you dig into the study, it's actually the synthetic form of beta carotene that they used.
And the big thing, if you're a smoker, don't say, you see, I need to avoid beta carotene. Just stop smoking.
Yeah, and that
that's
doesn't
the
mean,
idea.
Yeah.
Stop smoking
that's
instead.
A better suggestion.
If you have to give up one of these two things, give up the smoking, please.
That's right. That would be better. Now, I mentioned for people who have been working the computer a lot, which I tend to do, and I get eye strain if I've been on the computer quite a bit during the day. Eyebright is especially good for that. It's also mm-hmm. good for conjunctivitis.
Yes.
So it seems to help with that as well. So if you're suffering from anything like that, certainly taking those type of supplements are very helpful. Now, we're giving away one of these eye formulas. So write this number down. Okay, it's seven.
Well, actually, wait, we're giving away two of the eye formulas. Two of the eye formulas.
So there'll be two winners.
Yes.
Two. So the number to call right now, get your phone out, 727-754-2900. Again, that's 727-754-2900. That's the store number. So give us a call, and two lucky winners will win a great eye formula that'll help you strengthen your eye health and reduce the chances of macular degeneration.
And if you're calling in second, you get that message machine, just call right back because you want to get back online there and try to get in and win that
degeneration.
I was going to say, win that supplement to help fight things like macular degeneration. Moving right along, though, zinc is interesting, Brenda. There's some people that cannot process zinc properly, and a lot of the eye doctors today are mentioning whether to take a formula with zinc versus without zinc, and a lot of times you need an actual genetic test to determine your ability to process zinc.
Really?
It's a very fascinating thing. We don't
have
time,
right? Zinc.
We don't have time to get into all of that, but just know that that's something that is there as well. Now, there are certain eye health supplements that you want to avoid if you have the wet form of macular degeneration.
Yes, let's talk about that.
Yes, because what'll happen is, for example, bilberry was a great supplement that was discovered many years ago, World War II. They used to have the pilots, especially the ones running those night missions, where they would give them bilberry and they would be able to improve their night vision.
Right.
So that was absolutely fabulous. But what that does is increase blood flow. Now, if you have an issue where you have the wet form of macular degeneration and you're getting an increase in bleeding behind the eye, you don't want to take something like bilberry that's going to increase the bleeding back there.
Because it increases the blood flow and increases pressure.
Right. And that'll increase, more bleeding in the back of the eye, which you don't want to have happen. So,
but it's okay for the dry form of macular degeneration.
From what I understand and all the studies that I have read, that is the correct scenario. Now, you're also looking at something like ginkgo, which is also good, not just for memory, but for increasing blood flow in general. You increase blood flow to the brain, but hey, you've got these other bleeding issues. So you want to watch out with certain things that will increase your blood flow or your bleeding. And there may be some also contraindications on certain medications you take with ginkgo and with bilberry. So again, consult your physician. But bottom line is a lot of the eye formulas, or let me rephrase that. Some of the eye formulas will put bilberry or ginkgo in and some of them will not. So know which ones are which.
And more importantly, know whether you have the dry form of macular degeneration or the wet form.
Right. And there are other
which one.
Right.
So
and
that's
again,
important to know that.
Macular degeneration, I just want to again let everyone know, that's not the only eye disease out there. That just happens to be one of the most popular ones for people who are getting over 50, 60 years old. But there are others. And so don't assume that because you can take a supplement for disease illness A, that it's going to be okay for disease illness B.
Now, if you have just joined us, again, we're Gulf Coast Nutrition. If you want to win that supplement, 754-2900, 727-754-2900. And we are located in Palm Harbor at the corner of Alderman Road and Alternate 19. We hope you come by and see us. We have a lot of supplements for the eye. We do have formulas that we're talking about, that have the lutein and the zeaxanthin and other those. And make sure you call and schedule your free tune-up. I mentioned earlier where we would schedule an appointment with you. You can come in with all of your supplements, and we'll go over them and take a look at what you're taking. If the ingredients are high-quality ingredients, make sure you're spending your money wisely. And that's what we're there to help you do as well. We're not there to sell you the most expensive of something. We want to give you quality ingredients that you're going to get a good benefit from.
Absolutely. And again, that number, 727-754-2900. Also, if you just want to give us a call because you have some other questions as well.
And we're glad you joined us today. Again, Gulf Coast Nutrition in Palm Harbor. We hope to hear from you.
So until next time, I'm Dr. V.
And I'm Brenda B.
And you've been listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition.